question, how do you reinvent an auto show? For the answer, you better ask the Motor City.
Because this year, they are taking theirs outside.
Full throttle, full fun at full speed. Here at what would have been the Detroit Motor Show, official name, North American International Auto Show. It's resting for a while.
Obviously, we couldn't have the show indoors.
In its place, Motobella, part car show, part amusement park. New life into an old concept.
This is the most immersive style of auto show I have seen in years.
Less exhibition, more experience.
What we are seeing here is a big change to the concept of the auto show. See, for years, as technology's been evolving, think EVs, autonomous vehicles, all that kind of stuff, a lot of that has been chewed up by the major tech fairs. So all of these auto shows have been thinking, what do we need to do? How do we keep people coming in? How do we stay relevant? Obviously, COVID hasn't helped. In fact, it's accelerated the process a lot. So now they're stripping it right back. They're bringing the vehicles outdoor, come rain or shine, rain in this case, and letting people touch them, get hands-on experience and see what it's all about. A lot of people will look at this now and think, the old type of show seems so dull. All this kind of indoor stuff, all these exhibits. Now you can go and experience stuff. Is this the future? Is this what we're going to see from now on?
Well, it's really hard to say, but I will tell you that, you know, there obviously remains some questions about whether 800,000 people want to go through an indoor event in a short period of time. And we've also seen that manufacturers really embrace the dynamic, interactive approach with reaching new customers.
There are lots of unveilings here at this very polished event, even some politics thrown in if you look up. Most eyes, though, looking down at the big EV announcements, others staring firmly at the road.
Do you think it will last? I mean, obviously, COVID is here now. Let's say COVID was gone in a few years' time. Will we still be doing this?
Yes, I do. I really think so, because there's just more of an experience. And one thing we know in the automotive industry is that consumers crave that experience. That's why cars today have more technology, they have more connectivity. That's why cars today are more stylish.
350 vehicles are on show here from 35 different brands, some old, some new, all vying for attention.
It's always about creating an immersive experience.
And for an audience used to being able to look but not touch at these shows, a wild ride ahead.
That was fast.
That's how you do it.
Phil Lavelle, Al Jazeera, Pontiac, Michigan.